Hey, I want to dance with somebody.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
This is the moment we've all been waiting for.
Andy Dirt Johnson.
Step up, son.
You're 2 pounds heavier than when you came to camp, but we can fix that. All we have to do is decrease his food intake and increase his metabolic output. All right, step on the scale, son. Muscle weighs more than fat.
And Brandon Sprague.
7 minute abs, and we guarantee just as good a workout as the 8 minute folk. You're not happy with the first 7 minutes. We're going to send you the extra minute free. See, that's it. That's our motto.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Maybe at the end of the show, we'll both take our clothes off, you Armani, and me mine, and we'll just give it to the audience. What do you think?
The Fan.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Hope your Monday mornings are going great. Hope you had a good weekend.
My bracket is a disaster.
Damn it, Jimmy!
I picked a game, and then I picked another game. I'm like, wait, you do? How did we get to this match?
How did I end up here?
BYU St. Mary's?
This is why it's fun.
Duke?
You just have one bracket, you fill it out, and you're like, wait a minute, this is my Sweet 16? This sucks. This is what I wanted to happen.
Yeah, the Fighting Gaffney's in the Elite Eight.
Let's go.
Why not? I got beating the Fighting Sukanics.
The poll question
winning it all.
Poll question is up. Hey, Illinois winning a title would be kind of fun.
It would be fun.
What's the appropriate number of brackets to fill out? You can go vote one bracket only, two, three, or four plus. Let's go crazy. That is up on @DirtandSprague on Twitter. We also have a picture of Sprague's jacket, which is he is proclaiming as green today. One of our listeners chiming in saying, just saw the photo of Sprague's green jacket. Makes me question his sports opinions if he thinks that's even close to being green. So you can go vote on that one by comment and let him know whether or not it is green.
The comments themselves should lend you into the direction of questioning my sports takes. Not the jacket.
Not the jacket.
This jacket is a nice olive mint green.
The pen is royal blue. Lots to get to in the final hour.
God, you look short in that photo.
Let's start. I took the picture down low. I didn't want my hand to be shaky. It's early. I got a lot of caffeine. I was holstering it on my armrest. What do you want from me? They just won't stop, Bob. They just won't stop. Yesterday, I don't know if you know this.
Yes.
Your Portland Trailblazers were playing a matinee game. 3 o'clock to 3 o'clock tip? Is that what time the game started? 3 o'clock?
Yeah, it was. Tip. Afternoon game. I had a brother-in-law and my nephew were sitting in the second row. They got great company seats.
Ooh.
And then my other brother-in-law got free ticks, so he took his son's friend, and his son's girlfriend.
There you
they
go.
Had good 100-level seats.
Yeah, Sports Sunday host Rashad Floyd, Rashad Taylor, excuse me, took me to the Blazers game yesterday.
So we had Sports Sunday at the Blazers game?
We did.
In the flesh yesterday?
No, Sports Sunday was representing, and then I was there a week ago. Mm. I've attended 3 Blazers games in
Look
the last
Look at Schultze. He's got Blazer fever right now.
Well, I needed to go and assess how the stadium actually is after our argument about it not being that great, and, you know. So
I am eyeing.
He's caught the Soto mojo.
Looking at a game now that the basketball season for me personally is over. Looking at the schedule and saying, what's the crappy game that I'm willing to spend some money on to sit very, very close?
Well, their next game, I believe, is against the Washington. Oh, they got Chicago. Then the Wizards after that. So there's a couple of duds that are right around the corner if you're looking for cheaper tickets.
Oh, no, you're right. They got Wizards, then Grizzlies.
Then Grizzlies.
Denver, Boston, Cleveland.
Okay, so three of the five are tough. Two of the games are winnable.
You trying to copy me and grab the courtside seats for cheap?
Yeah, but I don't know if there's any of them are going to exist. If you had to go watch Memphis, Denver, Boston, or Cleveland in person, who would you pick?
I mean, Cleveland, obviously, but that's going to be a stupid
Why is
ticket.
That obvious?
Because
I think
the
I'd go Denver.
Team in the East, so.
Yeah, I'd go Denver. I want to say, I don't know if I've ever seen Jokic play live.
You never went to the playoff games?
I don't think I did. I went to the conference finals games. I don't think I went to the second round games.
Mm.
But I did go to the conference finals. But yesterday they played the Raptors. Love a good afternoon game. Big fan of that. Early gets done. I can go to bed at a reasonable hour. And they trailed essentially the entire game. They got off to a horrible start. They're down throughout.
22-6. It was just bad.
Like, oh, this is ugly out of the gate. And they were down by as many as 10 points in the fourth quarter, you know, with 5-6-ish minutes to go. And for those who were paying attention at home, they realized this.
Yes.
Jakob Poeltl of Toronto Raptor fame was having himself a nice little game. He had 19 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals.
Mm-hmm.
Raptors were up by 6 with about 5 minutes to go in the game.
They had a 93.1% chance to win the game at that point, according to the ESPN GameCast.
And how many of the final 522 did Jakob Poeltl play?
None, because once he went out, they were outscored 16-7, and the Blazers won by just three, outscoring them 16-7.
They subbed in Orlando Robinson, who, as Sean Hyken pointed out, was a minus 27 on the game, and it was his shot who was blocked. His time expired.
Matisse.
They also decided to let 10 seconds run off the clock before fouling Denny with 5 seconds to go, and so it turned into a tank off. But the Blazers were trying to win, and the Raptors were not trying to win.
Yeah.
And here we are. Another dub for your Portland Trailblazers, one step closer to the 10th seed in the Western Conference.
And also, as you would say, one step closer to your own personal hell, to shout out Bill Burr there. Did you see why they did this?
If we can lose our first-round pick, we got to lose our first-round pick this year. We got to make the playoffs and lose our first-round
pick. They're not going to make the play-in. Did you see why they did this, though?
Why they did what? Why they set that
portal? Why the Raptors did this?
No.
It wasn't, I mean, like, you could say, well, lose and get a ping-pong ball. No doubt. The Raptors are not that far ahead in the tank as Portland game-wise.
They currently, I believe, have the seventh worst record in the NBA.
They do. They also caught wind that Philadelphia lost.
Yeah. So Philadelphia is ahead of them in the standings.
Yeah.
Or behind them, depending on how you want to define it.
So Philadelphia losing triggers, I believe, the Raptors going, oh no, we can't lose ground on the Sixers.
I mean, they have a legitimate chance of finishing with the fifth worst record in the NBA. They're within puncher's distance of Philadelphia and Brooklyn. Yeah. They're both right there with them in the standings.
We, by the way, are tied with the Miami Heat in the win category. We are just barely behind them in the loss category because we played one more game. So there's a really good chance, if you haven't followed the Heat, that we actually pass the Heat. The Heat are terrible.
Yeah, and then they're going to realize they're in Miami. Phoenix. And they can sign any free agent they want because they're in Miami.
I'm not worried about Miami, but Phoenix is like... Swag called out Phoenix as the team to make the 10th seed.
He did.
I think they played a feisty game and then won, and it was like, oh my God, did Swag call it? No. No, the Lakers just bully-balled them yesterday.
Well, if you don't think the Phoenix Suns are going to make it, then who's going to get the 10th seed in the West?
Dallas.
You think Dallas is going to hold on?
Yeah.
They have seven active players.
I think Portland's schedule, mixed with how bad Phoenix is, is just... And I kept seeing this on the internet. That
Phoenix is a game and a half behind them right now for the 10th seed.
That Dallas has to forfeit games. It's just not true. They'll find ways to get guys called up. But it's just funny that they're to this point.
I mean, it's hilarious.
It looked like at times that the Blazers didn't even know if they were trying to win or lose the game, like, in that 48-minute stretch. They put Matisse Thybulle in with, like, some
game-sealing block, Matisse Thybulle.
But they did not put him in until, like, 2-3 minutes to go in the third quarter or sometime early in the fourth quarter.
And he's ramping back up.
But what are you doing? If you think that he's going to help you win, then you put him in the first half. But then Chauncey, like, all of a sudden
What do you do?
Game-sealing block.
I'm just saying, like, as
re-signed
a coach,
Chauncey
made the decision not to play him much and played him at the end, and he hit the game-saving block.
Do you understand what I'm coach saying? Is in the first half, it didn't really feel like they were trying to win. All of a sudden, they are, and he keeps Scoot out there for 30 minutes. See, goes 2-for-12. Yeah, you want to see the development, but you're still seeing really crappy.
It was a really rough game for Shaden and for Scoot.
Okay, yeah, both. All right. Really
ugly. Well, who was carrying him in the next game? Was it Ant Simons?
I mean, more Timani last
night. And Simons lit him up in the second half.
Oh, in the next game.
It was
all
Scoot. Come on.
All right.
Like, let's not... You're crapping on Scoot because he had a bad game. Didn't hear anything about you said about the Knicks game. But
it was a good game. Yeah.
I think this isn't about winning or losing. I think this is an early afternoon game. And sometimes one of the teams...
I mean, the Blazers just aren't that good. I mean, they're just not that good of a team.
And the Raptors, if you haven't followed anything about the Raptors... That's why they scored 19 because he asked me to go, and I couldn't go because I had basketball yesterday afternoon. Thanks to the snowstorm. So I missed the entire second half of this. I had to catch up on the highlights. But I told my brother-in-law, I'm like, dude, I'd actually want to go. The Raptors are kind of a underrated fun team.
Oh, fun team.
And if you go look at their last month or so of basketball, they've been in a lot of games. And then they do what they did yesterday.
They brilliantly pull the plug at the end.
Yeah,
they compete, and then they say the most important thing long-term is to get a top-five pick in a historically good NBA draft.
Like, they're just kind of better than us. They just decided to lose that basketball game, and we took it.
When you can be the 12th worst team in the NBA, it's exactly where you want to be.
It was just bad quality basketball all around. I mean, like, there were some great moments, you know, for a couple of Blazers. Donovan Klingon, a couple
Isn't
of really strong
NHL,
blocks.
Though?
What?
There's bad basketball usually every game with them.
Yeah, but...
How often do you watch them and go, well, that was just perfect basketball?
I get it, but this is an NBA basketball game here, right? Like, these are two teams of professionals, and... This but is their job, and I'm watching
two of the 10 worst teams in the league.
They're not very good.
You're watching two of the 10 worst teams in the league. Who are the... Give me 10. Let's look at the NFL real quick.
Okay.
I'm gonna
10
do,
NFL
I'm gonna do a experiment
teams?
Here.
Okay.
Let's go to the league. The 10 bottom teams. So Giants, Titans, Browns, Raiders, Pats, Jags, Saints, Panthers, Bears, Jets. This be any different than you watching a Jets-Jags game? Would you come onto the air and be like, that was actually really good football?
I mean, in the NFL, I feel like you have a better chance to win week to week.
Not win, but if you're talking about the quality of the product.
Would you have come in and said, that was a really good football game?
If any of those teams are winning a game, it's ugly, 17-13, because they don't have quarterbacks.
Good teams in the NFL can win an ugly game because defense rules.
These aren't good teams, is my point. Yeah, Jets-Jags are bad NFL teams.
I hear you, but what you're asking me is if I'm going to come in and bitch about watching a bad team play an NFL game in a bad way. Like, no, there could be a 10-3 score in a Chiefs-Buffalo Bills game because it's a defensive matchup. Like, there's just
But those are teams with stakes. I'm asking, do you watch the worst teams play bad games and then come in and complain?
No, because you know it's going to happen, but my Blazers...
That's the point. The Raptors and Blazers are the 2-10 worst teams in the league.
And by the way, I complain all NFL season. When we get the random Thursday night game, that is like... Schulte's not wrong. That was a bad basketball
Raiders,
game.
Raiders, Bears on
you
a
You shouldn't have been surprised by it, because both teams are not very good, and the Raptors tried to lose at the very end of it. But yeah, you give me like Jets versus Jags on a Thursday night, I'm going to watch because I'm a sicko and I got a problem, but it's a horrible game.
Saints-Titans?
It's just ugly. It's ugly, bad offensive football. Both quarterbacks are terrible. It's turnover. Like, it just sucks. But we gambled on the Saints money line. So, you know, let's ride this thing out until the fourth quarter.
My point is that NFL games, even with good teams, can go like that. So, yes, we're sickos, but we're going to watch it because in the NFL, anything can happen.
You keep saying good teams.
Yeah, and that's just where, I mean, the Raptors and Blazers are bad basketball teams.
Yeah, no, I know that. But you're not hearing my point that saying that the good teams that we're watching can play a bad game.
Yeah, because there's stakes.
And you're asking about me reacting to a bad game or just the bad
teams. To bad teams.
No, I'm reacting to watching a bad game. I don't know. You know what? This is jumping.
Who's on
the
first? I don't know what your complaint is.
Exactly.
I feel like you're just complaining to complain.
My complaint is that they won again, but nobody wants to hear me continue to complain and be right. But
I mean,
you know,
I'm going to laugh when they get the 12th worst record in the league. Because
I mean,
that's within the strike.
Look, we buried them.
The Suns have quit.
We went zombie Blazers last week, and so maybe similar to us eliminating the Ravens years ago and Swag doing a zombie impersonation, we need to walk that one back. I mean, they're legitimately...
They're not going
to
win their next couple, though.
No, they're not. But how many games remaining of the 14 are the Dallas Mavericks going to win?
I don't know.
Because
they won yesterday.
They didn't win yesterday, did they?
Beat the Sixers.
They lost to the Sixers.
Yeah, last night. Oh,
130-125.
Yeah.
Oh, they have lost 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
well, and they've
6,
also got
7,
more
8, 9, 10.
Too.
They've lost 10 of their last 12 games. The only wins in there were over Charlotte and San Antonio.
Yeah. They're
So they got Indiana, Detroit next. They got Brooklyn left on the schedule. The Clippers,
you know,
twice.
What?
The Lakers, the Raptors, the Touché. Grizzlies. Like, they legitimately might win 3 games the rest of the season.
Which is why, again...
And that's generous.
I said it backwards because I got it backwards in my head, but that was why the Raptors pulled the plug.
Yes, because the Sixers lost.
Yeah.
And they realized they have to keep up with Philadelphia, and they lost.
But did you watch that Phoenix Laker game?
No, I know that they got killed, but I didn't watch
it. God, it was embarrassing.
Yeah.
Well, this is my point. They couldn't keep up with them, and they didn't have no LeBron.
This is my point. The Phoenix Suns are not a good basketball team, Bob.
No,
the Dallas Mavericks might not win a game the rest of the way.
Yeah.
Do we need to unzombify the Portland Trailblazers?
So you think they can do it with their schedule?
I mean, I don't...
The Grizzlies, the Celtics,
let's talk about it on the other
Cavs.
Side, because dear God, would it be a disaster. Let's talk about it on the other side. A couple other NBA notes I want to get to as well. We're back after this on 1080 The Fan. All right, the poll question is out. We'll have a FUP date, by the way, coming up here in a moment.
Nice FUP date.
I like my stat. I also want to come together and make fun of a collective at the bottom of the hour here in about 10 minutes.
A college... Like NIL?
Not a collective, just a collective entity. We're going to come together and make fun of somebody that I feel like deserves to be made fun of, and I'll see if you guys agree with me on that.
Okay.
The poll question is out on the 10 seed in the Western Conference. Who will be the 10 seed in the West? Dallas, Phoenix, or Portland? Now, I'm going to vote Phoenix. Phoenix is still my vote.
Let me look at Phoenix's schedule because I feel like I...
Phoenix has a relatively difficult schedule. I looked this up yesterday because I was curious. Dallas lost again. They've lost 3 in a row. They've lost 10 out of 12.
10 out of 12.
Your point of them forfeiting games, like, that's not going to happen, but they legitimately have like 8 active
players.
They don't have any.
Yeah.
And they just had, who was it, Dante Exum broke his hand, I believe, last week. Like, he's out for the rest of the year. The basketball gods have never punished a team more than they have punished the Dallas Mavericks for trading Luka Doncic in his prime.
Well, we passed up Michael Jordan. How's that worked out? So, you know,
we've been paying for it for 25, 35 years.
Phoenix has Toronto, which, you know, I think Toronto will eventually try to lose that game.
They will.
Chicago's not very good.
Nope.
And then Cleveland, Milwaukee are playing Well, Cleveland's just playing for... They had a bad loss yesterday
they
with no Mobley against Orlando.
Lost to Orlando.
Milwaukee's trying to keep ground with where they're at. They had a tough loss last night.
They're trying to hold on to a home court advantage in the first round.
And then Boston at red hot Minnesota, who Ant Edwards loves to go against his guy KD. And then a two-seeded Houston Rocket team that is looking to stay at the top of the West.
Yep.
At Milwaukee, at Boston, at New York.
It's a challenging schedule.
Golden State, Oklahoma City. Their last two are San Antonio and Sacramento. Their schedule's not easy either.
I will remind people, too, that if the Blazers make the playoffs this year, now, not the play-in, the playoffs. So they'd have to win the play-in to get into the playoffs. They lose their first-round pick. Just wanted a fresh reminder for everybody out there.
But hey, you know,
if you are in the playoffs, you lose your first-round pick this year.
Yeah, but even if you get the 10 seed,
you're not getting a good draft pick this year because you're,
Look, you get in the top five, all of this was great.
All of it's great. All of it's a wonderful, look at that, couldn't have been more wrong.
Took a step. Shaden had some moments coming off the bench. Tamani had a great year. And Denny reminds everybody every day, hey, what a great contract.
Hey, you know he's got a good contract?
I heard that. There's good things to point to from the season. But also, if you don't get a top five pick, I don't understand what it was for.
Yeah, I mean, this is just the look. We've done this so many times. Detroit has climbed out of the gutter this year.
Yeah, well, they're an exception with a certain player.
Who's the face of their franchise?
Yeah.
Where was he drafted?
Yeah.
The Spurs have a very bright future. Who's the face of their franchise?
Yeah.
Where was he drafted?
Yeah.
They
just got Fox.
Jalen Green is the number two, or Houston is the number two seed. Mm-hmm. It was their star player. Where was he drafted? Like, you just go up and down the list of guys. This is how you get out of purgatory. We're not Miami. We can make fun of Miami for having a worse record or the same record as us this year.
One of the best coaches in the league.
They did. But Miami can sign free agents. We don't sign free agents. That doesn't happen for us. So we have two ways of acquiring a star. It's through trade, which will never happen, and through the draft, which will happen, but you need to get a good draft pick or win the lottery. And so we'll see how it all works out for them. But
their schedule's so tough going forward, though.
It is.
Next few games.
So everybody has four. If my math is correct, Dallas, Phoenix, and Portland all have 14 games remaining. So you are 3.5 back of Dallas. Let's play it out in the 14 games that Dallas goes 4-10.
That's a win. That's a loss.
Okay, 4-10. Can you go 8-6 in your last 14 games? Because that's what you'd have to do. If they go 3-11, which they might, because they're terrible right now.
Do you think Portland's
going to go 7-7?
8-6 in their last 14?
I don't know if they will. I also don't know if they'll need to do that. What if Dallas goes 2-12 in their 2-14 in their last 16 games?
I actually think the more interesting conversation is how closely the league's going to continue to follow tanking.
Yes, they even called up the Oklahoma City Thunder the other day and said, wait a minute, why are you sitting all your guys at the same time?
That was wild.
Very weird.
Really?
Of all the teams you could go after, that's the one you do who's 56-12 this year?
If you're going to do that to Oklahoma City, you need to do that to Toronto yesterday.
You need to do that to Utah, to New Orleans.
They got fined.
Yeah, Washington.
I think the league is in a position right now where they know, like, Washington's tanking because of the way they built their team. Charlotte sucks.
Bad.
Toronto purposely, like, I don't know 100% if they win that game, because who cares about what percentages say at a certain point. But the way I saw it playing out was Toronto wins that game if they don't pull their big man.
They subbed out a good player with 5 minutes to go in the game and a 6-point lead, and he never returned.
For no reason.
For no reason. He never returned, and he was having a good game.
So, like, the league is really eyeing this stuff, this tanking business. And so, in a way, I wonder, one, did they look at Toronto yesterday? But two, going forward, you know, Portland's not in their customary spot of, like, sit the guys.
The water has not been shut off.
Not at all, in any way. And so, like, Ant is not injured.
No, he hit six threes, a lot of big threes late in the game.
He did. He was really good yesterday. Denny has no injury situation. Tamani has no injury situation. Your centers haven't played in I don't remember the last game Ayton played. I'm just forgetting that. But, like,
it's been a while.
That hasn't mattered all that much. And, again, they were on a little bit of a losing streak there
when the schedule ratcheted up, but they got some winnable games remaining.
They play Washington. They should be able to win that game. And then the schedule looks really tough from there. It's Memphis, it's Denver, it's Cleveland, it's Boston. And then after that, you got a couple patsies in there, and I think Sacramento's in there as well.
You got a road trip to Sacramento, New York, Atlanta, Toronto, Chicago. So Toronto's a winnable game. Atlanta's
a winnable game.
Chicago's a winnable game. You got San Antonio left at home. You got Utah left on that schedule. That's a winnable game. And then the last two are Golden State and L.A., and what are Golden State and L.A. playing for in the final two games of the regular season? Are they playing anybody?
But then even if you play that math, and yeah, you're right, everything could be sealed up at that point. Even if you play that math, if they go 6-8 in their last 14 or 5-9, you know.
Yeah, if you go 5-9, you're likely not going to get it. You would need Dallas to go 1-3.
12 or 1-13, which maybe is possible, but you also need Phoenix to collapse as well, and that you'd have to make up three games on Phoenix.
I'd argue Phoenix has collapsed.
They have. They're not a very good team, but it's just
they're so bad.
It's not as over maybe as we thought it was when Portland was on that losing streak as of last week, because Dallas and Phoenix did not win any games in that stretch either, so Portland didn't lose any ground on the 10 seed despite the fact that they went on a five-game losing streak when they played legitimate opponents, Boston, Oklahoma City, Detroit, Golden State, and New York.
Maybe you didn't. So. Maybe you wanted Cooper Flagg, and now that doesn't work for you, watch the Gonzaga-Georgia game, because Asa Newell might be a player that have to be your secondary Cooper Flagg.
It very well could be. Yeah. Let's come together and make fun of something. We'll do that next, but first, here is us with a update. Well, I don't know if you guys know this, but Thursday night, roughly at 3 o'clock in the morning, Major League Baseball is going to try and tell you that the season is underway. Why we do this, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sick. I'm going to wake up.
I mean, there's a lot of fans over there, and it's a pretty heavy team with support.
Just having the whole season, and then they come back and play preseason games,
I mean, that's an odd thing.
It's not an opening day. You're playing a game that counts, but then it's not opening day, and then everybody else plays 2 weeks later.
And they're allowed to
that
have
whole
more,
thing's weird.
More players on the roster than normal, like 28.
Because they're not fully ready, and all their arms aren't ready to go. It's
whatever.
Just, look,
yeah.
Teach
no Mookie Betts.
No Mookie Betts. He's sick. He's got an illness. So the season starts technically on Thursday, but not really.
How cool is that, though? Just like, as an aside, I agree with most of what you're saying.
Ohtani being back and playing in Japan is awesome.
Yamamoto,
that guy's an absolute
Ohtani,
rock star. Yeah.
Like, I remember this when the Mariners did it years ago against, I think it was Oakland.
Yeah, running Ichiro's those retirement.
Ichiro's, yeah, his last couple years there in Seattle, they did this, and
I just, if you're going to send them over, just have it be a nice, like, they're playing some Japanese teams. There was actually a Japanese team that shut them both out, I think, in the last day.
That's obviously a lot of talent.
So, like, just
there.
Have it be, like, just these are spring training. Just have it be spring training. It's no different for the fans. The games don't have to actually count. Send them over there for a week or two. Shohei be paraded around the country.
Who are
you're
going to
sell things out.
Over there?
The
MLB
the
team?
Cubbies.
The Cubs. The Cubs and Dodgers are the two teams
that
are over
there. I mean, you know
there.
What, too? Like, if you're somebody that has a little bit of cash and you're a diehard Cubby fan, like, and you want to go to Japan, it's kind of like a cool little random, hey, the Cubs are, like, if you knew that a year ago and you're a diehard Cubs fan,
I think that's
and
been on the books
trip,
for a while. Yeah, the schedule's already out.
Why would you not want to go schedule that? Watch your team play the best team in baseball. Go visit the country.
Yeah.
Like, that's a nice little getaway.
Well, I saw this over the weekend, and it got a nice little chuckle out of me. I think this was on Saturday morning.
Is there any difference? I don't mean to cut you off. Like, is there any real difference aside from they play, and then there's spring training, and then it starts back up? Like, I don't think there's any difference with this for me than playing in a cornfield. You get to play in some makeshift cornfield.
Oh, I don't disagree with playing the idea of playing in Japan. I have no problem with that. It's
right
just really dumb
until.
That this is a game that counts, and then you come back and play games that don't count for 2 weeks. And then you get back to playing games that count. Just that part of it's weird.
It's a weird, it's odd. It's hard to get a feel for,
like,
the season.
Imagine the NFL season playing in Saudi Arabia. The season starts 2 weeks early, though, because of the time difference, and then we have to allow them time to fly. You'd be like, wait, what? So the Eagles and the Packers are going to play, but then come back and play two preseason games?
And then essentially
and
once,
then it's their week one, but it's they already played.
You're looking at, like, third stringers in their final preseason game or whatever, and it's useless.
Yeah, the first game of the season is, aside from this, is Thursday.
Yeah,
Giants-Reds is actually the very first game. Braves,
yeah, and
Padres.
I think it's 2 weeks from Thursday, right, if I'm not wrong?
It'll be 2 weeks from Thursday,
two
March
weeks from Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay. But this happened over the weekend, and it was a baseball note. And I'm wondering if you guys had the same reaction, if you saw it, or if you would have had the same reaction had you seen it.
Actually, I guess it'd be a week out.
A week? Yeah, okay, week from Thursday.
Yeah, I'll
okay.
In Seattle. So.
Week from Thursday.
We're trying
week
to get the Rizzer Thursday. On the 25th.
Yes, we are. See how his head's doing and make sure he's okay. There was a team. So this time of year, teams love doing the release videos of, like, when you get a guy called up to the big leagues. Like, remember Adley Rutschman when they called him up and they have, like, the hidden camera in the manager's office of, like, hey, Adley, and it's the manager having a low-key conversation. And then he says, oh, by the way, you're headed to the big leagues. And then he reacts, he stands up, gives you a big hug, and you're like, wow, what a cool, touching video.
It's like the scholarship videos.
Yes. Yeah. There was a baseball team that did this, and I think it got a collective reaction of, like, really? The Pittsburgh Pirates did this to tell Paul Skenes he was their opening day starter.
God, can
and everybody was like, who else are you going to...
Schulte, there was a lot of debate.
Who else are you going to start on? You mean the guy who was maybe the best pitcher in all of baseball is going to be the number one guy in your rotation?
I mean, we
are
already...
the Dodgers going to release one of these and be like, hey, Shohei, you made the opening day lineup.
We already
congratulations,
saw,
buddy.
We already saw his reaction when he won Rookie of the Year. He was like... Cool. Like, what, do you think this is going to be any better?
Like, the moment Paul Skenes found out he was starting on opening day, and every single response to his fans being like, who who the hell else are you going to go with?
I think the better video would be like, Paul, we're going to spend money.
What? We're going to do it? No way. Don't worry, in 5 years, you will be a New York Yankee.
I do find it interesting. We haven't gotten to it in baseball, and I know we're already against it, so it kind of sums up baseball. But Gerrit Cole getting hurt, I think, is making waves in Major League Baseball of how you pay pitchers now.
Yeah.
There's a lot of
he's
like.
He's out for the year. Really good, but he's out for the year.
Like Skeens is a pretty obvious. If Gerrit Cole is going to get a $300 million deal, Paul Skeens probably should too at some point, right? Assuming he's not having a Strasburg like trajectory.
You would think so.
But is it worth it?
Yeah. It's kind of, you're playing the waiting game, essentially, because like a guy with Gerrit Cole, hadn't happened yet, now it happens. Yeah. Guy like Justin Verlander, okay, it happens, you know, not in the first decade of his career, but when he's 34, he still manages to come back and be an All-Star World Series winning pitcher.
And they were in the World Series, the Yankees, last year with Gerrit Cole. So.
They were exactly. Right there. Yeah. It's almost like you're waiting for these young guys, and I hate to say it, because I don't want Paul Skeens to get hurt. I want to see him throw in 102 for the next 20 years and just have a Hall of Fame career, but you're almost waiting for these guys to get hurt, unfortunately.
You know, much like Schultzy, the people will go back to like a better day in the NBA and be like, God, I miss the mid-range elbow jumper.
Back in my prime.
Oh, man, I miss when these guys closed on each other and just, you know, caress their thighs and it not be a foul. I go back into old school baseball. You say you want to see Skeens throw for 102 for the next 10 years. Give me some Maddox in my life. You know, give me some Clavin. Give me some knuckleball.
You want some lower miles per hour?
Yeah,
you want some more Jamie Moyers?
Give me some real movement. Yeah. I know there's a little movement on these fast pitches, but like in a way, I'm like, who's going to be the guy that has the 103 but doesn't pitch like that?
Yeah.
He's very
one every nine pitches
it.
Is yes. 103. Everything else is like
just
87 with movement.
Massive movement, yeah.
And to show how much we know, one of our listeners correcting us, the game's actually tonight. I believe it's tonight. Or technically tomorrow morning.
So, well, it's, there's a Wednesday and a Thursday. So there's two games.
No, it's
I think.
Tuesday and a Wednesday, technically.
Tuesday, Wednesday.
Okay, Thursday for them, Wednesday for them. Right? I don't even know.
Yeah, they're technically ahead of us.
They're a day ahead of us because the international dateline.
When I was in Vietnam, God, we were like 14 hours ahead. So I would watch Monday Night Football when I was in Vietnam, Tuesday morning in Vietnam.
There you go.
Which was...
So it's God, technically for us 3:10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
And then 3:10 a.m. Wednesday morning.
The next morning after.
Yes.
Okay.
Or your two game. That's when the Major League Baseball season begins.
Well, then, I will
and
be
then a week from Thursday.
I will be sick. I will be awake at 3:10 this morning.
You're waking up at 3:10 a.m. to watch the start of the baseball season?
I mean,
Cubs Dodgers, huh?
My wife's been sick the last few nights, so I haven't slept anyways. And then I didn't really remember that I had to work until this, like, yesterday. So for this morning's shift, so I'm just not sleeping.
Let's go, baby. I mean, we'll have the end of the game probably. I mean, that baseball game, if it takes 3 hours, we'll be on the air as it wraps up. So we'll get into the studio and turn it on.
We'll
at least see
it before the show starts. Yeah.
So there you go. It all starts in the Pirates making the bold decision. It took a lot of courage. They've announced Paul Skeens is their opening day starting pitcher to the shock of everyone. Mm. Let's get you set for your night in sports and answer the poll questions. We'll wrap it up next on The Fan. All right, take a look at the poll questions from today. By the way, you can go let Sprague know that his jacket is not green. That's up at Sprague on Twitter.
No, I think I won.
You think you won?
I think I won. I think I won. It's a light green.
It's light green.
Sorry, you're all wrong.
Light green. Okay, a lot of comments on that, and you can go let him know how you feel, what color his jacket is. What's the appropriate number of brackets to fill out? Early voting returns here on this. You still got 22 hours to go. Mm. One bracket, only 50.8%. Mm. Two brackets, 30.5%. 9.3% of you say three brackets, and 9.3% of you say four brackets. Let's go crazy.
Live a little.
Go wild.
I love that you limit yourself to one bracket. And you're like, oh,
that's all I need. One woman, one bracket. That's all I need the rest of my life. I'm a married man, married to my bracket. It's the right one.
Okay. Congrats. You can have more fun, and you choose not to. So there you go.
That's right.
It just sounds like I've been married for 60 years. One woman.
He's the oldest soul in the radio station. It's not remotely close.
Have some standards, man. Have some standards. Who will the 10 seed be in the Western Conference? 58.3% of you early on say the Suns. 31.7% say the Portland Trailblazers. And 10% of you say the Dallas Mavericks.
I mean, give me a dart. Put me in the closet. Turn the light off and throw it because that's who knows where that's landing. I can't tell. The Suns are a disaster. They are a train wreck. The Mavericks can't have any healthy players, and the Blazers cannot beat good teams. But they beat all the bad ones, so I don't know what to make of it.
Tonight, when you look at the NBA slate, Phoenix is playing Toronto at home. So Toronto's on a back-to-back from their game yesterday in Portland. It did get over early. Phoenix is an 8.5-point favorite in that game. Mm. So you're scoreboard watching that one. And the Portland Trailblazers are back in action tonight. They, too, have back-to-back. You can get into the door for this one for like $5 if you want to go see the Washington Wizards play.
If you're going to go to this game, spend money or don't go to the game. Why would you spend $5 to sit at the top row?
Doesn't make any sense to see a 15-51 Wizards team. I'm not quite sure I'd be down for that.
I think that's Alex Saar.
A lot of people were in the top row yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I get it for a Sunday matinee game. That's easier to take your kids than a 7 o'clock on a Tuesday, right? If you got young ones at home, yeah. That's a solid game to take kids
Toronto
to.
Toronto, too, underrated good crowd shows up for Toronto.
Yeah, you get the Canadian folks who come over the
it's
board.
The only Canadian team
that's
we have.
True. Bring their maple syrup down, and they're excited to watch a game. The Wizards are in town tonight, and the Wizards are quite literally the worst team in the NBA.
Yeah, they're pretty awful. They're going to be in this position next year probably, too.
They're not going anywhere.
Might have some Zag fans show up for Kispert.
And then, by the way, I stand corrected. The Jazz also have 15 wins, so they are tied for being the worst team in the NBA, but not literally the worst team in the NBA. Yeah, it could be a few Zags fans walking around.
Who is more likely to get out of the Jazz-Wizard situation, Utah or Washington? Is that just depend on who wins the lottery?
It does. Who gets Cooper Flagg?
Where would you, if you were the commissioner and you put Cooper Flagg in D.C. or Utah, where would you go?
I want him in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, D.C. Mm.
I want him in the... I feel like there's a...
More balance with talent?
More balance with talent. There's so many stars in the West right now, up-and-coming stars. You just got Wembanyama in the West in San Antonio. So the next young star needs to go to the Eastern Conference. So I would usher him to the Wizards in the East.
Now, D.C.'s a bigger market, too.
And but he's probably going to end up in Brooklyn because, you know, frozen
what
envelope.
What if the Sixers get him?
Win a title
Maxie
next year.
Flagg, Joel Embiid, George.
Paul George.
Will Embiid play? Or
doesn't matter.
I mean, at that point, he better be healthy enough to play. Otherwise, my God, that contract.
I thought they were like trying for medical retirement at some point.
I mean, they might. They got to find a way out of that deal. They also need to hold on to their first round pick because if it's not high enough, they send it over to Oklahoma City. Yeah. So good luck with that, Philadelphia. That will do it for us today, folks. Hope you had fun filling out your brackets. We yelled about seedings and matchups and who made it in. How dare we?
Did we, though?
We debated what color Sprague's jacket is. We talked about how Oregon's going to go to the Final Four. It was a fun little Monday show. Hope you had a great weekend. Schultzy, thanks as always, even though you're not on a lot of sleep.
Are you back tomorrow, Schultzy?
I am not. I believe Swag
is
back.
Swag?
Told me that he is not going anywhere for a while.
We don't know.
You know what? Love being in with you guys. Yeah. Let's just leave it at that.
We'll see. We'll see who's in tomorrow. Go check the podcast, 1080thefan.com, at Dirt and Sprague, at 1080thefan on Twitter. Thanks, everybody, for watching on YouTube. Sports Sunday shout out. Go like the video and subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so yet. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Colin is next. You're listening to 1080 The Fan.